Moncrief on News Talk.
Mairead, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Beautiful afternoon down here in Limerick. I hope you're having the same nice balmy weather in Dublin.
Well, it's cold, but it's very sunny. So it's a very pleasant sort of autumn stroke winter day that we're having now.
Yeah, no, it's lovely now. It's a lovely day. It's lovely and bright. And God, we need the bright. It's dark for so long, you know. Yes. It can be dark now at 5 o'clock. Black dark. So it's just lovely to see the brightness instead of the grey skies.
Which I suppose is handy if there's jobs to be done. What jobs need to be done at the moment on farms around the country?
Well, if you've looked out, if you're within your county boundaries and you're having a look around at what's going on in the countryside, the one thing you'll notice is there's hardly an animal to be seen. So they've all gone into their houses, and that's when the real winter work starts. Now, farmers deny it, but actually the summer is great if you're a farmer. You know, it really is. You can get the contractors in to do a lot of the work. You're doing tractor work. You're in your short sleeves. You've got your farmer's tan. You know, you can head off to the beach a bit early in the evening if you're not milking cows. You know, it's a nice time of the year. But when winter comes, then you've got the trouble, because that's when there's an awful lot of work to be done. And it has to be done, and it has to be done morning and evening and for full-time farmers all through the day as well. But more and more farmers are part-time, as we know, particularly in the beef sector, even in the dairy sector, in tillage as well. And that means that as well as getting ready for work, as well as getting the kids breakfast and getting them out to school, you know, and getting to work, you've got to get these animals fed, because they're sitting inside. You have to bring the food to them. They can't go to it themselves. So if they're indoors, there's all the silage that has to be fed out to them. A lot of them are getting cereals, you know, it's like your muesli in the morning. They're getting a good bucket of this across, you know, the silage. And then they have to be cleaned out, particularly dairy animals, dairy cows. They need to be cleaned out, well, at least once a day. And I know farmers who can go up and down with a scraper 4 and 5 times a day to actually keep the sheds absolutely sparkling. And there's a real good reason for that, because, you know, you might have infection in dairy cows, you might get mastitis or whatever. So keeping everything as clean as possible is very important. And as I said, this is all very well if you're full time out in the yard. But for an awful lot of people, they're not, and they're working as well, and they've got the pressure of the job to go to. And anything that can make their life easier is very useful. And Adam Woods in the Farmers Journal came up with a list here, and he would highly recommend everyone to think about it. One of the first things you need on a farm is good lights, and you need plenty of them. The idea of wandering around with the lights of the tractor and a torch on your head is not good enough. It'll get you into trouble. All you need to do is fall over something that wasn't picked up or have an accident because you didn't have the lights. So good lights to be invested in. Machinery to be in good order as well. You probably need to get the tractor turned on. But if you have to start a tractor every morning because you don't have a proper battery or anything like something like that, there's time wasted, time gone, that you could have saved yourself if you just had the things done right. If you're a sheep farmer, or if you've got a lot maybe of young stock that are nice and light, they're not too heavy, you can consider leaving them outside maybe until after Christmas. Now, that is if you have the grass and if the ground is okay. Now, we've sheep out here still, and they will be out until after Christmas, and we can carry them, and we have the grass ahead of them. So, you know, that means that we're not having to feed them inside in sheds or look after them or mind them. Another job then is just something simple. You know, I told you about the muesli that they get on top of their silage.
Yes.
If you have to go up to the other shed, like wherever you're storing your grain or your meals, And especially, you know, if you're, you know, you're not a fellow with, you know, 3 tractors driving all this stuff in, but it's buckets you're using. Well, fill the buckets up the night before. Don't be waiting to fill them in the morning and having to open the bags and all the rest of it. Get the buckets filled, have them down waiting in the shed for it to be distributed in the morning. It'll save you that 5 minutes. That's, you know, that'll take the pressure off. And the same applies with silage. You know, don't have to go a quarter of a mile to get the silage every night or every morning. Get it and have it there, maybe a week's supply beside the shed, so that you take some of the pressure off yourself. And one of the other things then that Adam recommends, but it's up to individual farmers, minding sick animals is terribly laboursome. It takes an awful lot of time and very difficult if you're working as well. And he suggests you can farmers consider vaccinating, particularly for something like scour. And to watch your ventilation in the shed. Make sure there's plenty of ventilation coming through and fresh air coming through all the time.
Mm. And is scour, sorry to interrupt, Mairead, but people of a certain age will remember all the adverts for winter scour. Is scour like a winter ailment rather than a summer one?
Well, it can be, you know, it can come be out in the summertime as well. But, you know, it's again about keeping everything as clean as possible all the time. Now, you know, if you have somebody at home there, like, you know, the granddad or the grandmam for that matter, one of the things they might do is scrape out the sheds twice a day. Mm. You know, it's a job that they'll do down the yard to help out. But again, we're thinking here more of the part-time farmer. Who's got the job to go to, who's got to help get the kids out in the morning, go, drop through the school run, all of that sort of stuff, and get in to work on time. Haven't fed maybe 100 animals and had them nice and happy for the day. And then they're going back at home, they're arriving in, you know, getting the dinner and out into the yard at whatever, 7 o'clock in the evening, and maybe out again, out there until midnight, getting all the work done. So make it easy on yourself is the very strong message. Make sure you have good lights, because this is when accidents can happen, and lights are important. Good lighting in every shed, and your machinery is in order so that it won't be holding you up by not getting, you know, not starting in time and all that.
Right, okay.
So anyway, but that's just, you know, it's just a few little things that they can do to make life maybe a small bit easier.
Before I leave you go...
And, you know, farmers are fierce procrastinators. They'll put off doing a job until, you know,
well,
married,
you know, especially in the winter, you can't blame them. Now, before I leave you go, sheepdogs, they're worth their weight in gold now, apparently.
Well, they always are. You know, a good sheepdog is better now. If my husband had the choice of me or a sheepdog out in the field to help him, he'd definitely pick the dog, you know. Hmm. And as I do say to him, I'm not a sheepdog anyway. So, you know, anyway, we've two sheepdogs here, and certainly they work very well with my husband now. They wouldn't do a thing, I tell him. But last week in the sales over in Wales, it was the Farmers' Mart in Dungello in Wales, a sheepdog from Northern Ireland, she was only, I think, is a pup named Bess, and under 6 months, and she was bred by Susan Venny from Cushendall in County Antrim, and she made 4,693. Now, this is a pup, and they don't know what kind of you know, outcome she's going to be, so she must be very well bred. And the money was paid by a German buyer, so you know that it was an Antrim dog now gone all the way to Germany. And the top price for a he was a fully trained dog, that top price was 14,750, and that dog went to Italy. So it's an international market, and there was, I think, over 90 dogs for sale with a very good clearance rate at that mart. But the Irish record now, or the world record for the pup under 6 months, is now held by Susan Venny from Cushendall in County Antrim for her dog Bess.
Jeannie Mac, that's impressive. Mairead, thanks million for talking to us this week. Mairead Lavery there.
Moncrief on News Talk.